This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The headlines indicate U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is unleashing federal prosecutors on legal marijuana. Since 2013, those prosecutors have been limiting their actions in states that legalized marijuana because of something called the Cole Memo. Here to explain what that all means to Michigan is Barbara McQuaid. She is the former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. This memo, the Cole Memo, was issued by former U.S. Attorney General James Cole. What did it advise federal prosecutors to do regarding marijuana in states that had legalized it?
That memo tried to clarify what the respective roles should be for states and federal prosecutors to help, alleviate some concerns about what's going on in states that had enacted marijuana laws, some medical and some even recreational marijuana laws. And it really sort of confirmed the longstanding practice that the feds really focus on large-scale drug trafficking. It uses its scarce resources to go after gangs and cartels, and it specified that U.S. attorneys should defer to states that had well-structured and robust regulatory systems and let states enforce those. So for individual users, for people who were complying with their state medical marijuana laws, the Fed should stay out of that. And it really always had been the case, but I think he wanted to memorialize it so that states could go forward with their laws with the understanding that the feds wouldn't be intervening.
So as I understand what you're saying, the Cole Memo didn't really slow down the prosecution of violations of federal law in these severe cases.
Right. I mean, it really emphasized the importance of protecting public safety. And it said, although we will defer to states to enforce their own regulatory schemes regarding medical marijuana or recreational marijuana, the feds are still going to prioritize eight areas: crimes of violence, connections to cartels and gangs, diverting drugs to states where marijuana is illegal, delivery of minors, drug driving, some of those kinds of things. So the things that impacted public safety, the Fed said, we're still going to prosecute and always have, even throughout that time. But what it said is, if you're going to set up dispensaries and allow individuals to grow small quantities and the like, we're not going to interfere with that. And frankly, that really has never been the role of the feds anyway. We tended to focus on the large-scale drug trafficking organizations that impacted public safety.
Prior to the Cole memo, there was a 2009 memo regarding medical marijuana, such as is legal in Michigan and 28 other states. This came from Deputy Attorney General David Ogden, and it directed federal prosecutors not to focus resources on people in compliance with state laws on medical marijuana. Now that this Cole memo has been rescinded, where does that Ogden directive stand?
Yeah, I think actually all of these memos have been rescinded. If you read the Sessions memo, the focus has been on the Cole memo, which was really the much more detailed, comprehensive memo. But it actually rescinds a series of memos all related to marijuana enforcement. I think the likely impact might be actually relatively minor. What Sessions has said is he wants to provide maximum discretion to U.S. attorneys to decide how best to enforce the laws in their states. I've already seen U.S. attorneys in those states that have recreational marijuana laws issue statements saying essentially business as usual. We're going to continue to focus on those major drug trafficking organizations with ties to cartels and gangs that impact public safety as we always have. And we're really not going to focus our scarce federal resources on these individual growers and dispensaries and that sort of thing.
There are news reports that the Colorado U.S. attorney is basically saying nothing's going to change here. How much discretion does each U.S. attorney have in deciding whether to prosecute people who are following their state laws regarding marijuana production and use?
Well, quite a bit. There is always the possibility, I suppose, that the attorney general could direct a U.S. attorney to bring a particular case, but that is really extremely rare. U.S. attorneys are given great discretion to decide what the priorities of their districts are and how to use their scarce resources. And so I would take that Colorado U.S. attorney at his word that very little is likely to change. I think the only possible problem from this is the uncertainty that it creates. The Cole memo sort of memorialized what the practice had been, what it would be, and gave some certainty to state actors and federal actors about this is how we're going to do business. By rescinding the memos, I think there now may be a little bit of uncertainty about how things are going to proceed. And so we may have a period of growing pains to figure out how each district is going to deal with this. But I would imagine in districts like ours, the Eastern District of Michigan, we have so many very serious crimes, major drug trafficking organizations that bring with them violence, that that's where the focus will be. I guess the other concern I have is that marijuana is certainly a dangerous drug, but far more serious threat to public safety right now is opioids, and I worry that resources could be diverted from opioid enforcement to marijuana enforcement. So that's another concern.
Well, Jeff Sessions has indicated in the past to Congress that he wants to go after not just any distributor for recreational use, but after medical marijuana suppliers who are acting within state law. He wants to use civil asset forfeiture and start a new war on drugs. So is this the first step toward that?
It could be. I don't know. Again, I would hope that U.S. attorneys would be using their scarce federal resources to go after matters that have a genuine impact on public safety, but it could. One area that's always been still quite gray is the financial transactions involving the proceeds of marijuana, which is technically money laundering. We live in a dual sovereignty system, even though things might be legal under state law, they could still be illegal under federal law. And that has, I think, helped keep big business out of the marijuana business. It may be that that is his goal. It's hard to say. I know his rhetoric is very strong against marijuana, but again, when you think about the scarce resources that federal prosecutors have at their disposal, I don't know that this would be their top priority.
Yeah, I think in states like Colorado and California, that horse has left the barn. What does it say when we see the federal government out of step with 29 states that have legalized medical marijuana and the 8 states that have legalized recreational use of cannabis?
It's a little ironic that, you know, the party so often talks about respecting states' rights and the 10th Amendment is legislating from Washington to say how we're going to do things. So I find that a little bit ironic. The Cole memo was designed to further the interests of COMITY, C-O-M-I-T-Y, COMITY, which says that we live in this dual sovereignty system and we have to respect the laws of the states while we enforce federal laws. And so I do think that it sort of disrupts that, that the will of the people in those 29 states have said one thing and the federal government is trying to bring in a heavy hammer to do something else. Well, it remains to be seen how this gets enforced. I think it does create uncertainty, but as I said, I don't know that it's going to cause severe changes, at least not in this district.
I want to ask you about a case you were involved in just prior to the Cole memo. Your office went after a Lenawee County man who was caught growing more than 8,000 marijuana plants. You wanted him to serve 7 years in prison. Instead, the judge sentenced the man to a couple of years of supervised release because of circumstances around his life. He was older. He was 61 years old. He had cancer. He was doing it as a benefit to friends who needed the drug. Has society in general taken a turn toward accepting pot, and federal prosecutors simply are not keeping up with the will of the people?
I don't know. You know, when you look at individual cases, so often it has less to do with the crime as it has to do with the individual offender. And I think that's likely what was going on in that case. But, you know, the priorities that were listed in the Cole memo, I imagine will continue to be the priorities of most offices. And they focus really more on public safety. Drug trafficking can bring with it violence. There are cartels and gangs that are involved in the distribution of all kinds of drugs. And even if they were to get out of the marijuana business, I think they would move into the cocaine and opioid business. And so protecting public safety from violent criminals is really the goal. And whatever contraband they happen to be selling is just the means for bringing them to justice.
Barbara McQuaid is the former U.S. Attorney of the Eastern District of Michigan. She's currently with the law school at the University of Michigan. Thanks for explaining this to us.
Thanks, Lester.
As I mentioned, U.S. attorneys in other states such as Colorado have issued public statements in response to Attorney General Sessions' shift on marijuana enforcement. We contacted the U.S. attorney's offices in the Eastern District and Western Districts of Michigan for their perspectives. Neither office responded with a statement.